Hello, Daniel?
Yeah.
Hey, Daniel. My name's Amy. How are you?
I'm all right. I just want to give this one chance with you.
I've tried
with multiple people. And
I appreciate that.
I try to be a good person. I try to be a nice person.
Okay.
I'm really at my wit's end with this company.
Okay. Well, yeah. I understand that you're frustrated, and I want to take excellent care of you. I understand, you know, you disconnecting the phone, you feel frustrated and upset, and you don't feel like you're getting anywhere with what happened to you. So please, let me have it. Tell me what it is that happened exactly that I see the notes. It's not lost on me. I can see the notes in the account, but I'd like to hear from your point of view exactly what happened so I know exactly what to offer you in order to make it right.
Okay. Well, first of all, I was basically promised to get, you know, put on the internet, you know what I mean, get put on Google and this and that. Nothing ever came of it. And then, and now I'm kind of mixing between you guys and Yelp, because Yelp also is trying to charge me for stuff that I never received. But anyways, so I'm totally done with any kind of freaking service like this ever again. But, so I was told that I was going to get put on the internet or whatever. Never went through, kept getting charged. I'm trying to think of what exactly it was with Local Splash. I'm more upset with Yelp than I am you guys, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Because they continuously were taking money out of my account and taking money out of my account without freaking, and I kept telling them I wanted to cancel, and I canceled, and they freaking didn't cancel my account. I kept it running. But anyways, a lot of it was just, a lot of promises, nothing kept. I mean,
okay.
And then, you know, whenever I was told that, oh, well, it's Google's fault and this and that, but then when the month came around, it's like, oh, but we need you to pay more money still. Well, no, I'm not giving you more money whenever I've gotten nothing out of you so far. So, I mean, why would I give you more money? You know, mm-hmm. And it makes no sense at all.
Yeah.
So, and it just, like, you know, being promised a bunch of shit, mm-hmm. I paid a bunch of money, and I absolutely got nothing out of it. So, like, you guys got that money from me, and I received nothing.
Okay.
And, you know, whenever I asked for, like, you know, hey, can I have my money back? It's like, oh, no, well, we gave you this service. You didn't give me shit.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I did not receive anything. I had no return on that investment.
Okay. You know.
And that's very frustrating.
Yeah. I understand that 100%. I do. I do understand that it was very frustrating for you, Daniel. And by the way, that's my husband's name. So,
I work hard for my money, not just
yep.
to freaking be lied to and freaking have my money taken away.
I
have a blue collar job. Like,
I understand.
I'm not rich. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, I can't just have $300, $500, $600 just taken from me and have nothing in return for it.
Yeah. Absolutely. So you paid us $398 and we ran Facebook ads for you and we began the Google verification process for you. We built a website. You did connect with us, and one of our agents, Honey, she was in communication with you. She sent you quite a few different text messages trying to keep you updated on the status of the situation with Google. So the situation with Google is once we apply and it's rejected, we have to wait for Google to let us know why it was rejected and what other ways we have in order to verify you. So it's true. Your Google.
Well, I understand that.
Yeah, your Google
verification. I understand that,
at all. And that's totally true. But did you get those text message updates?
Well, I mean, a lot of times she would say that she's going to text me like, in a week, or I'll text you Monday, and it wouldn't be for another, you know, 5 days after she told me she would and stuff like
right.
that, which
okay.
is kind of frustrating, too, because, you know, I'm waiting on Monday for a call to see when I'm going to start maybe getting some phone calls or something so I can try to get some money back that I've given,
mm-hmm.
and hear the phone call or text don't come 3 or 4 days later than what you tell me. I mean, if you're going to tell me something, you're going to tell me Monday, it needs to be Monday. Like, that's...
Right.
I run a business myself. I tell somebody I'm going to be there at 8 o'clock. I'm there at 8 o'clock.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, that time
Absolutely.
Is money. You know what I mean?
It is.
Mm-hmm. So that was frustrating. And then,
sure.
You know, and then the main thing I told him was like, look, do what you got to do, stay in communication with me,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not going to pay more money after I've not received anything. That's really what drew the line whenever I was asked for more money. I'm like, no, I mean, I'm not, I understand that you built a website, but AI can build a website in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's,
okay.
And then, editing the videos and stuff, you know, I get that. But, I mean, Ron knows. I know that Facebook charges for that. I understand that.
And
you
can get some hits off your Facebook ads. I don't know if you were able to get into your client dashboard.
None of them went anywhere.
Yeah, but you did get some opportunities. I understand they may not have panned out into jobs, but we did get you some traction, you know? So.
Well, I understand that, too, but it's.
Right. But
whenever it came to you guys, I drew the line where I'm not going to give you more money if I'm not getting what I was promised to get.
I understand that.
You know, it could have been like maybe, hey, we're not going to charge you until we can get this resolved.
Right.
That would have been a more appropriate way to go about it.
And that's absolutely how it should have gone. However, the situation,
but it wasn't.
Daniel, is that it does an automatic monthly charge on the day that you agreed to. And yes,
I understand that, but I made it a point way before that to do something about that.
You did.
And
absolutely.
People were,
that's what
you
I'm
know what I mean?
To.
I kept saying, like, I know this is going to be taken out, and if it's taken out without me receiving anything, I'm going to be upset.
That's what I'm trying to get to, Daniel. That's exactly what I'm trying to get around to, that portion of the account and the review that I've done on your account. We did an extensive deep dive. We listened to the phone calls. The last phone call that you had with our agent Mario, you know, you specifically said that you weren't upset with us. It is what it is. You understood, but you were disappointed, you know, and he at that point did not offer to pause the account for you or pause payment or see if there was anything further that could be done in order to retain you as a client until verification was completed. And I want to apologize for that because that's not the type of business that we try to run here, okay? We don't want to wait until we get a bad review to connect with a client like this and say, hey, listen, Daniel, what could we have done differently? Give us a chance to make it up to you. That's not how it should go. We recognize that 100%, and that's why we've made a couple of attempts, but unfortunately, this is where we're at with it, and we want to do what we can to make it right. So if you will allow it, what I would like to do is I would like the opportunity to get your business verified free of charge.
I mean, if you can get it verified, and I could start, you know, maybe getting some business on there. I mean, that was my whole intention. So,
right.
I mean, if you can do that for free, you could actually get it verified, then maybe we can talk from then on out.
Might
you know
even
what I mean?
Consider coming back to us. I understand that.
Right.
Okay.
I can't keep giving money and not returning anything, having anything in return. And you got to understand too that I've been through this with Yelp, and Yelp is awful. I've literally paid Yelp over $1,000 and they kept taking money out of my account. I canceled my account with them and they kept taking money out, and they were like, and then when they called me, and I kind of got YouTube confused, so I kind of took a little bit of this out on you just a minute ago, but
it's okay. I appreciate you recognizing
literally they freaking, you know, I called them the other day because I was buying a car. And I had transferred money in my account. I was literally not putting money in my bank account just so that they couldn't take the money out.
Right.
Like, and then I had to file for a lost card and this and this and this. And they're still sending me and they're still calling me about past due money that I owe them, they say. Like, I've had it with these internet companies and with companies that say they're going to put your business online and say they're going to get the freaking jobs. And I've not received anything out of any company like this. Like, literally, I've not gotten anything out of it that has made me money. Like,
I understand.
And I've been trying for 7-8 months.
Mm-hmm.
I'm over it, man.
Okay. Okay.
Over it.
Well, Yelp is a really tough one, and the thing about Yelp is they charge you for, they give you all these, I'm doing air quotes, leads, because that's what they're selling you, is a lead-based service. They're not selling you online presence. They're selling you a lead-based service that's based on impressions. And then what's happening is they're charging you for that in arrears. So they charge you after they've given you a bunch of leads. I'm doing the air quotes again, right? And it sucks.
Yeah.
Because you're like, hey, I mean, I'm super familiar with how Yelp works. It's better if you're going to do Yelp to go through one of us, a partner to Yelp, because again, it's kind of like the Wild Wild West. Like, they expect you to just figure it out and know how to run your profile. And you, I mean, I can hear the hammer in the background. You're a hardworking man who has your hands in your job, not on the internet. You just need the calls coming in, you know, and you trusted them, and it's tough. So Yelp, there is a couple of tips that I can give you towards dealing with them. My first suggestion is to make sure that you take your card off of your Yelp business profile completely. So that way they have no access to it.
I also got a new card. They can't get it now.
There you go. That's the main thing. And then secondly, there is a phone number that I can give you to speak directly with Yelp Finance to let them know, hey, listen, I didn't agree to this. I want the call recordings, and you can go ahead and pursue it that way in an effort to get them to stop harassing you. Because at this point, that's what it is harassment. It's not what you agreed to, and they're continuing to badger you for leads, again, that you didn't really receive, you know. And I appreciate you recognizing
that. Well,
go ahead.
No, yeah, because I had given up on them, and they know. They know if I actually, I mean, I would get like maybe 3 leads a month or something, and they would be like, I don't even do tile. And I told them numerous times I don't do tile. And it would be like a tile in a bathroom or a bathroom remodel or shit that I don't even do. You know what I mean? I'm like, and it would be like some little job, and I, you know, there's a couple of people that I called, and they were just looking for quotes, and then I would go give them a quote and nothing would come of it. And then, you know, it seemed like everybody was just wanting something for nothing. It was a horrible experience, like terrible experience.
Right.
Like, oh my God, I can't stand them people.
Right.
Well, like, it's just, I'm over it with stuff
that.
Like this.
And again, we're not Yelp. We want to help your business. The other thing, like, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to have my team connect with you so we can get everything we need for this verification completed. We're going to work on it regardless. We're not asking you to pay us another dime. We want to get you verified completely. And in an effort to, you know, we would really, really, really appreciate it if you could find it in your heart to take that negative review down. And what I would like to do is I would like to offer you a $200 refund because we can't do anything about the Facebook ads that were already spent and paid, but we will completely refund what, you know, for the local SEO and the stuff that we normally charge in order to get you verified and keep you going. So we're willing to work for free and give you half of your money back if you would please take the review down.
I can do that. I mean, I appreciate you offering me some money back and freaking offering to do this, because, I mean, if you can get me online and get me to where I'm getting some calls, I mean, I would stay with it. That's the whole reason I signed up to begin with. I just felt like I was being lied to. You know what I mean? Like,
and we weren't trying to lie.
And then, like I said, I deal with people with integrity. And whenever you show me you have no integrity, I'm done with you. You know what I mean? So whenever somebody would say, I'm going to call you on Wednesday, and I wouldn't get a call until the next Monday,
right?
Then you just lied to me. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, that's a lie to me. Like,
I do. I understand,
you know what
that
I mean?
And agree. I agree. I 100% agree. And we've already taken care of that on our end. Like I said, we did a deep dive on your account. And the thing is this is something that takes time. And I think that from the beginning, the timeline was not, it may have been kind of gone over, but I don't know that it was really made very clear to you that this isn't something that's done overnight. and given you the opportunity to decide to move forward with Local Splash based on the fact that it's probably going to take 45 to 60 days to get you verified. So if you knew that going in to the situation, that's not to say that you wouldn't have paid us or still moved forward with us, but you would have felt more confident when you called to check in and you're like, hey, you know, what's taking so long or what's going on or what is my update? And you're not, you don't feel like you're totally being told the truth. So that is a fault of ours. Promising you phone calls back when during a specific time frame and not giving them, whether somebody was sick that day or whatever the case is, that is a ball dropped on our end, and we want to take responsibility for that. So okay. We have gone.
Well, I mean, I have no problem. I have no problem doing that, taking that down, as long as you know.
Okay. Well, we're going to
begin. We can just do what you're saying you can do right now. Hey, can you give me that Yelp phone number so I can freaking get a hold of them and tell them?
Yeah,
maybe talk with somebody there and tell them, like, look, I'm not paying you guys another freaking dime. So you can stop emailing me.
Yes, I will text. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to text the Yelp number over to you. We're going to begin working on getting your company verified regardless. As soon as I see that review come down, as soon as you go down, you go and you remove the review, your refund will be processed the same day.
Okay.
Okay.
And is it on the Local Splash, like if you look at it online? I'm trying to remember where it's at.
Yeah, I'll send it directly to you. I'll text it over to you right now.
Okay, sounds good.
I've got it directly in front of me, so I'm texting you that right now.
Okay.
Okay, and then as soon as you take that down, I'll process the $200 refund. You will be hearing back from my agent, so you'll be expecting a call from the 877 number so they can see what else is needed in order to get you completely verified. And then, like I said, we're going to work on it for free for you. We'd love to take care of this for you. And we would like the opportunity to build a lasting relationship. So I did send you a text with my direct extension right before this. So if you need to speak with somebody over here, feel free to call me directly. Okay?
Okay. I do appreciate it. And that's why I answered. I called back and I figured I'd give you guys another chance. Like I say, I try to be a nice person. I try to be a person with integrity and a person that's not like that. But I can only be pushed so far. And
understood. Completely understood. Completely understood. And I look forward to a lasting relationship with you, Daniel. And again, even if we get you verified and you choose not to give it not to stick it out with us, the Google business profile is yours to keep. You can take it and do whatever you want with it. We're not going to hold it hostage. Okay?
Okay. Well, I had a block on oh my God. Give me this. I'm trying to take this thing down right now.
There okay, go ahead and
there you go. I just deleted it.
Perfect.
Okay. So, I had a block for you guys on, my account, my Cash App account.
So okay.
I'll probably have to remove that block as well.
In order for the, you paid us with like a Cash App Visa or something?
Yeah, it's Cash App.
Okay. Yeah. So let me know when you're ready for me to process that refund back. You could just text me and say, I'm ready for refund now, and then I'll get it over to you. Okay.
All right. Local Splash, gosh.
Correct.
Really important. Local Splash, okay. Let me see on how I can, because I'll get it done like real quick here. Unblocked. Okay, it's unblocked now. So
perfect.
I really appreciate you doing that. And if you can get me verified, especially going into winter, if you can get me verified and I start getting phone calls and I can go do some bids and get my own job, like, especially going into winter, I mean, that would help me out a lot. So, I mean, I definitely continue to go, you know, to do what we got to do. But, so, I appreciate it.
You're welcome. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you, Daniel.
All righty.
You have the direct number if
you
need anything,
okay? All right,
you have a
good day.
All right. All right. Talk to you soon.
Thank
Bye
you.
Now.
Bye.